This is Day to Day. I'm Mike Pesca.
And I'm Madeline Brand. China is aggressively investing in Latin America in everything from Venezuelan oil to Brazilian soybeans to Chilean copper. That has businessmen and university students in South America scrambling to learn a language that is a lot different than their native Spanish or Portuguese. NPR's Juan Ferreiro reports from Bogota, Colombia.
Here, in the Oriental Language Institute, five students cram a 10-by-8-foot classroom. Jairo Rodriguez has a company that imports machinery, and he says he's doing more and more business with China.
I study Chinese because we represent countries from all over the world, including those from China. By learning the language, I'd like to get closer to the culture and have some knowledge of the language so I can communicate with a few phrases.
The United States remains the biggest investor in Latin America, and it has long considered the region its backyard. But with China's economy expanding by 9% a year, Beijing's presence is everywhere. China has limited farmland. It needs resources for its factories. Latin America has plenty of both. Guillermo Pujana is a lawyer who heads the Colombo-China Friends Association.
China is starting to look at the world, and Latin America enters the picture. Not as an important importer of Chinese exports, that's absolutely irrelevant in light of the size of Chinese exports, but as an important supplier of certain raw materials.
New Chinese language institutes teaching Mandarin are popping up from Mexico City to Buenos Aires. China is in vogue, says Paloma Coronado. She coordinates the Chinese program at Los Andes University in Bogota. Coronado recently returned after 3 years learning Mandarin in China.
Now in Colombia, in Bogota especially, everybody wants to learn Chinese. Many people already gone to China and visit the same places I visit. So it's a big difference. It's a big difference now here.
And Beijing is not letting the opportunity pass. Here at Los Andes, more than 20 students pack Yang Weijing's class. They take great care to copy the Chinese characters Yang writes on the board. The Chinese government is sending Mandarin teachers across Latin America. Yang has been teaching for 2 years. Her workload is full, university students during the day, businessmen at night.
We want to open and we want more people to come to China so they know about our culture and our language. It's very easy then for them to come and to do business and to do many things with China.
That is not to say learning Mandarin is easy. Colombia, in particular, is an insular country where pure, clearly enunciated Spanish is prized. 19-year-old David Alejandro Lizarazo is an economics student. He recently started classes in a language institute.
Hablarlo?
Speaking it, it's a little harder because it has many tones. We're used to managing just one tone for A, E, I, O, and U. In Mandarin, it's four tones for each vowel, so depending on the tone, you can change the meaning of the word.
The new bonds with China go beyond the rigors of the classroom. On a recent night at the local Radisson, the Colombo-China Chamber of Commerce presented a new band, the Mandarin China Orchestra. It was billed as the first Colombo-Chinese salsa band, singing songs in Spanish and Mandarin. Chinese officials attended, as did Colombian businessmen. The setting was laid back. People drank, danced, and laughed. They also mingled, leaving open the possibilities for new business deals. Juan Ferreiro, NPR News, Bogota, Colombia.
I'm waiting.